Yeah.
All right, with the filmmaking team, let me just say, is it Aphasic Dream? Is that how I pronounce the title of the film?
Yeah, Aphasic Dream. Yes.
Aphasic Dream. And
In
what is
Spanish,
aphasic? What's
is
aphasic mean?
Sueño Aphásico. Aphasic Dream. Oh, well, okay. Aphasic.
Well,
Okay. Here's a sickness. Call es que
aphasia.
afasia, afasia.
It's like aphasic. The meaning behind is because aphasia is like a disease, but a more mental disease when
Yeah,
you cannot
okay.
explain. Oh, you cannot talk. You cannot explain yourself.
Yeah, correctly, yes.
You lose the possibility to do that, and that's why we make that decision to call that way the short film.
Gotcha. And so you guys, so you're the Angelo, you're the writer, the star of the film, the writer, and then co-writer, and then Leo, you're the co-writer and the director. How did you guys first meet? Where did you guys first meet?
Yeah.
Well, I just have the story, the beginning of the story, and
You had more than
you had the
that.
idea.
He had the treatment as well. And, a friend of mine connect us. He was looking for a writer. I was looking for a job. And we met with this friend that she was a line producer of the short film. Yeah, she was the line producer of the film. And she connect us. And I liked the idea. I asked Steve some basic questions like, what is your intention with this movie? What are you looking for to do for this movie beyond the story itself? I was very interested in working with the new people, and we make a good match, I think. You made a good
It was
match. Yes.
yeah.
And then, so Angela, you came in and like started helping with the script as well.
Yes, that was my main job. Steve knew that I was an actor Leo.
as well. Well, Leo. He knew that I was an actor, but I told him I'm not sure if I'm going to play it because I'm not in a cool place in my life. I was with a little bit of a struggle of my own things. And then the short film came through, the script ended, and I really like it. And I said to Steve, hey, let me do a casting for you. I want to do two, three scenes, and if you like, we can go from there.
Yeah, and I his cast was awesome. I love it. And so I tell him, yes. You're going to play Fernando in my short film.
And then, so how was that process then? So you just kind of then you started going from writing to talk about the story to talking about the character, I guess.
Yes, exactly. That was the process. That was the whole process. Was what is this man doing? Why this happened? Why these things happened to him? And I think that I was very with a certain point, I was intuitive in the whole process. The whole process was very intuitive. So that's why it was very easy for me to do the character and to him to explain the things that we already write, right? That's right. Angelo knows who was Fernando before we do the short film, right? And we just talk about the story, before story,
Yeah, the
the
backstory.
backstory from Fernando until what we see in the short film, right? And we built a life before and after the short film from Fernando, and that was more easier to Angelo to play that character, and me to direct him, right? And we just connect each other with that.
So, Angelo, you had some scenes in the film where, like, you're really breaking down, right? Like, it's pretty, you know, I'm assuming emotionally exhausting performing these scenes.
Yeah, it was. It was very exhausting emotionally. But here was the thing. We decided to shoot all the psychiatric scenes first. That was the first day, because I knew that I needed that punch. Okay, we're going to do this film. We need to start very, very high. If we make that day good, then the short film is already done. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're thinking like a producer too.
Kind of, yeah. But we had some decisions in the making.
Yeah. because we are co-writers, right? And we just... Estamos viendo lo mejor para el
film. We were looking for the best thing for the film as well, as our writers, because that was also another thing. We had almost zero resources. The short film is very, very, very indie. Low cost. Much friends.
We help us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of friends help us. And that was the goal. The goal was 3 days shooting, done. And that was also an interesting part in the writing process, because we wrote with our limitations in production. We already knew what our limitations would be. So we make certain decisions that take the short film in the way it was.
Gotcha. So Leo, talk to me about, like, because obviously you got some really interesting lighting setups, and you got this, you have his performance. So tell me about your kind of like cinematic design, like with your cinematographer. Did you guys storyboard things? How did you guys come up with like the shot list?
Okay, I got my director of photography.
Yeah.
And he was a friend of mine that I knew him in another short film before. And I knew that
he was going to do the director.
Sorry, my English is not
totally
very well.
Understandable, totally.
I have some reunions, meetings with him. We talk about how can we show this story for the people, right? Can I tell the story with the cinematography? No, and we talk about the colors and the planes, no, right?
The scores,
and it was a really hard work to do before. We do some storyboarding, but we get more from ideas from another pages, or like a shot deck. I don't know if you
sure
know.
Of course, yeah.
Like we got these ideas in that page, and we that helped us to do the cinematography, right? That was a hard work, but I think that it works finally in the short film.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So, and then in terms of the rest of your cast, where did you find the rest of your cast? Psychiatrist.
Okay. Yeah. More of the people. I'm working in a movie, in a film right?
Feature film.
In a feature film, right now here in Bolivia, like a director of photography. And I met some people there, and more of that people is acting in the short film. And everyone helps me in that way with a friends, right?
Gotcha.
Here's a small town.
Yeah.
So everyone knew each other.
Yeah.
Everyone knew who was a good actor for this part, and it was like, okay, what are who we know that can help us?
Yeah.
And who is willing to help us? So it all came down to that with those friends.
Mm-hmm.
So Bolivia, people don't know, it's in South America. It's around 12 million people, right? Live there?
Yes, 12 million people.
And then, and so what is like, so how is the situation there? Like what is like, how is the, like the situation there in terms of like, let's just talk about the film industry. Like, is there a nice film scene there? Like, how is it?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's a hard topic, I think. I'm a believer.
Okay.
But, there's none industry whatsoever.
Okay.
At, we make like 2-3 films a year in a good year, but those films, fuck, those are good. 2 years ago, a Bolivian film won, I believe Sundance with the writing. Other film was nominated in Tribeca. And it's not a film industry. But the content that we're doing here is very high quality.
Yeah.
Very high quality.
So, but it's fair to say that there's a lot of poverty, I guess, in Bolivia, right? That needs to be hopefully better, I guess. Like, it's like there's a certain economic, and there's like people are surviving. They don't have time to make movies. They're just trying to survive, I guess.
Yeah, make movies here, it's so difficult from the money first.
Yeah.
We don't have much money to do these films, so
we don't have any grants.
We have to survive. That's the word. We have to survive and do it because we're passionate in this industry. We love this industry, and our dreams is to do films. So we have to survive. We have to keep going. We have to make these ideas and tell these ideas and do it the best.
We can with our possibilities that we have.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, how did you guys get in the industry? Like, and what did your parents think when you told them I'm getting in the movie industry?
Well, fortunately, my parents supports me.
Yeah.
I knew that I will love to be a cinema director since I was 11 years old. So from I was a kid, I knew that this is my dream, right? This is what I am going to work. So all my life, I found the camino, found a way to do these things. Yeah.
And so what, how did you get like with you basically with the blog interview, you said that, Leo, you said that Lord of the Rings trilogy is your, like, the movie you've seen the most times in your life. Did those type of movies inspire you? Like, those type of, like, Hollywood films inspire you to make movies?
Okay. This trilogy, it was the one of the first movies that Well, yeah, it inspires me. Yeah, I love this kind of stories, like in the Middle Earth and these things. But well, my in I saw these movies 10 since was I 10 years ago, more or less, and my imagination, when I was a kid, it was a very very big imagination. So I play with my cousins in the garden, and I imagine that this world and something like that. And I think that it's kind of inspired me to do this since I discovered it.
It's very interesting because one of the questions that I asked Leo when we first met, it was since when you're making movies? And he told me that when he was a kid in school, he grabbed his friends and he said to them, "Okay, you're going to act. I'm going to do a short film with you guys." So and it was very inspiring for me.
Yeah, well, my short films in that years was a disaster. It
Of
was
course, yeah. Well, no,
yeah.
you know what I mean, right? The it's like you got to learn, right?
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Total.
So what about you, Angelo? Well, how did you get it? Well, how did you get inspired to work in the film industry?
It's very interesting. My father was a film director.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my father had me when he was 50 years old. So there's a big gap between him and me. But in his late years, he was doing a lot of documentaries. And it's funny because I really love those documentaries, but I hated documentaries of any other film. I didn't like those, just only for the ones that my dad made. And then I said to him, I wanted to be an actor. I think I can try it. I was looking my path in life as I'm doing right now. he supported me. He told me, okay, you're going to study. And unfortunately here, there's two or three academies for actors. So I began taking classes. And then I was like, I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like the short films that I'm doing. I don't like the ideas of other people. So I said, okay, I need to start knowing the craft. So I started taking classes of film directing and photography and writing. And it all came down to me trying to write stories to then be the actor for those projects.
Gotcha. That's it. Well, so yeah, so you wanted to like you wanted some creative control, I guess.
Yeah, we're kind of a free controllers.
So then, okay, so basically, so then now you guys are here. So you guys made this film. So what inspired you to like so you the film is in well, first of all, talk about post-production. Did you guys work together in post-production?
No, I work alone. I edited that short film, and I have some help from two people. One of the people do the color correction, and the other do the music. So yeah, we worked, three people we work in the post production, and yeah, that's all.
Gotcha. And who, what about the sound design? Who did the sound design?
Okay, it was a friend of mine that also
Acts in the short film.
acts in
Yeah.
a short film. It's one of the detectives.
Bold one.
Yeah, with the glasses. He acts too in the feature film that I'm making. So he has a band. He has a, yeah, no,
He has a rock
a
band.
rock band. Yes.
Yeah.
He loved playing music and playing all a lot of instruments. And I asked it from help, and she and well, sorry, he told me that he will love to do that. And we worked together. He composed some of the piano notes, and we talk about also like with the director of photography, how can we tell the story with the music, right? How can we just do the puzzle and make that all the things
Work.
work together?
Yeah. It
That's
all assembles out in a one piece.
totally. And
Gotcha.
so, yes.
So you guys, so the film's like in on the festival circuit. You submit to our festival, and we send you the audience feedback video. What'd you think what the audience had to say about your film?
Well, I'm happy with the feedback. We saw that the people who saw our film love it, and they like it, and
Yeah.
yeah,
It's a good thing, but for me it's a tricky one as well. Because it feeds your ego when people are saying, "Oh, this is a good short film and the score is a good one and the ideas and the writing and the acting." Okay. It's nice to hear it. It's very nice. But in some other ways, your ego is increasing and increasing and increasing, and then you're not doing good stuff. You're not practicing your craft as well as you think, because you said, "Oh, there's some people over there in LA that thinks my acting is brilliant."
Yeah.
But so it's a fight for me, because I really appreciate what the people said about the short film, because one, they took their time to see it, and then they took their time to say what they think about it. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm really are. I'm really am, sorry. But I would love to hear another type of feedback as well. Like, okay, this story works, but do you think that this shot will be the best idea?
Yeah.
This is the best idea. Oh, or maybe why do you think that cut that part, go straight out for this part, and then you can build something there, some momentum or that kind of stuff. That is the feedback that I'm trying to get. Or we talk about the short film all
Yeah.
the time with Steve because we're working in another project,
Yeah.
and I say, this is the mistake that we made. This
Yeah.
is the one. We are not going to repeat that.
It's a learning, yeah. It's a learning process. So well, I agree with Angelo in that aspect, but I think so that it's a mentally thing, right? If you get a good commentary, a nice commentary, well, I appreciate that. And I think that it's a positive thing, because it keeps me going to do more films and to do more stuff. And but we have to stay in the ground, right? We have to keep the focus on our dreams. We have to still fighting. No, with the good commentaries, you don't have to say, okay, I'm the best, and okay, that's it, right? You have to keep going.
What do you think about the short film?
Yeah, I know, totally. I know. Like, well, I'm the one who accepted it, so I guess I like it, right?
Yeah.
But
I
I think
guess.
what you're trying to do to I think what you're trying to you're trying to do something unique, right? So it's like you're trying to tell a unique point of view on the human, on the human condition, and basically, and you make some brave choices. So you like so I can I'm trying not to give you platitudes. I'm just trying to give you like what was good about it, like in terms of like a deeper level, I guess. That's right. That's such a cliche moment, said statement. But basically, it's yeah. There's something interesting happening with your character, Angelo, and it's like, and basically, that's why I was at the first question I asked you is what asphatic meant, because I just wanted to know what you guys were kind of getting at. But I think that yeah, it's like we all have dreams. We all have you know, basically we're all kind of haunted by our past in a sense, right? To a certain extent. And I think that's what this film's about, right? So
As well, yeah.
yeah. So, you know, obviously everybody has their own journey, right? So and it's like, you know, and everybody's got their own mental health as well, right? So but I just found it interesting. It's like in you know what? And it's like it's fantastic that in your country that you're able to make a film like this. What do people in Bolivia think about this film?
No,
Oh,
they like it. They like it a lot.
so,
They well, congratulations, congrats us. Yeah.
but for the work, I think people most likely congrat us for the work that we done.
Yeah. Because you
I
made a
don't
film, you accomplish your task, right? So,
Yeah,
yeah.
right. And that's the thing. We accomplish one task. So the next film needs to be accomplished. We need to finish it. And then we need to correct
Yeah, you have to
those
get better.
things that we saw that we could make it out for the photography, for the sound design,
For the
the acting as
story.
well. Sometimes I see three particular scenes that I hate those scenes. I say, fuck, why did we make those scenes? Steve, what is your problem? So yeah, but it's interesting because we only show it once for a closed
Yeah, private event,
a private
right?
event. It was a private event. It was for the friends
And
that work with
family.
us and the family.
Yeah. Yes.
But we're planning to do something about it. Hopefully, there's three film festivals here that
Yeah.
are kind of the
That's
main two.
amazing. You guys have three film festivals.
Well,
Okay. Yeah.
it's interesting. I don't know why there's three film festivals and not many films, but
Yeah.
it's what it is. But we're trying to submit the short film for those three festivals, and hopefully they screen it. That's a main goal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why they wouldn't, but yeah. So is there anything, because you're bringing it up, is there anything that is strictly Bolivian that's over people, North Americans' heads? Like there's something that is culturally in relevant to your in your film that perhaps that we don't get because we're not from the culture.
Yeah, there are some things like the prejudgment.
Okay.
For example, the psychiatric, he's prejudging Fernando since the start. He doesn't believe him. And here, people with power tend to do that.
Yeah.
They prejudge you, they make the ideas of what you are before knowing you and before hearing you. I think also there's a worldwide thing for that as well. But here, people with power tend to do that. The justice system is kind of shitty here. So we try to show a little bit of that with how the psychiatric do with her Fernando and the cops as well.
Yeah.
The cops as well.
Gotcha. Well, guys, are you guys planning on making another film?
Yeah, we've just working in another film before this podcast interview. So we are writing another idea and well, Well, we will see what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
See what's gonna happen. So yes, you're gonna keep making movies, right? That's
Yeah, totally.
that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And that's the only way that you can do the thing that you know to do.
Yeah.
You know how to do it. And that's doing the craft, right? We are interested in doing the craft.
Gotcha.
That's most likely for me is exploring new ways to show emotions, exploring new ways to how you can move or touch the audience by doing some other things, not the things that we that had to work in the past. Because if we like, we can keep us in the safe zone, right? And I don't like the safe zone. I think we need to do one step further, two step further, or many more. But the only way is doing.
Yeah.
We just
Gotcha.
need to.
The only way is doing it. Well, congratulations, guys. I wish you the ultimate best of success. And like I said, let's talk again when you guys make your next film. Sure.
Well, yes, absolutely.
It's a date.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I appreciate
Thank
your
you.
time.